This is John Batchelor from a much longer conversation with my colleague Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired captain aviator, now at the Sagamore Institute, about the submarine fleet, the U.S. submarine fleet, an accident or near catastrophe in the U.K. submarine fleet, but especially about the ambitions and the direction of the People's Republic of China's submarine fleet. In this passage, Jerry apprises our attack submarines, the Virginia-class and the Sea Wolf-class, versus the Chinese version, which is building ambition for the future. This is about quiet, quieter, quiet, and the submarine fleet has long been the advantage that the U.S. Navy and its allies have held against the People's Republic of China. But as Jerry makes clear, there's an industrial base in China that can build and build and build, and the future is not going to give the advantage to the American fleet as easily as it has in the past. Here's Jerry to explain. This is about attack boats, not about boomers.
No, we don't expect that it does. We think it would match up with some previous generations of our submarines, perhaps the Sturgeon class, the Permit class, perhaps even approaching some of our Los Angeles class, which are really fantastic fast attack boats, many of which are still actively serving in terms of their overall quietness. I don't believe that they come even close to the Virginia, and they're certainly not close to the three Seawolf class submarines that we built in the late 1990s and the early 2000s. However, the key here is the Chinese are making the right investments. They are understanding where the research and the science and the engineering is going, and they are working hard. And John, they have a tremendous industrial base and a tremendous research and development base. And so do not expect that the China will build a lot of a particular class of submarines. They will build a few. They will test, they will experiment, and then they will build more that are more advanced and quieter. You're going to see a rapid evolution of the Chinese underwater fleet over the next 10 to 15 years. I just hope that, quite frankly, conflict does not come at a time when we are significantly disadvantaged in this area.
Aircraft. Thank you.